はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 157, A Farming Affair. 夏子さん、
はい。
It is so great to be back.
Yes.
Well, we were back since yesterday, but I mean, it is just great to be doing this again every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of this special day, we are bringing back the bonus track.
Oh, wow.
That's right. And if there ever was a bonus track, mm-hmm. I think this is the one you want to pick up.
Definitely.
Now, there's a few things behind this that we want to take a couple seconds to explain.
Yes.
Now, Yoshikai-san, mm-hmm. again, he's aiming to be a voice actor, and he is talented.
Yes.
Now, in today's bonus track, he does a voice. He's saying the same thing,
mm-hmm.
almost the same thing, but please try and listen and see if you can understand what he's saying, because this voice is very unique.
Yes.
I'm always talking about these mumbling older men.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san?
Yes, and this one, you gotta hear it. I mean, mumbling and mumbling and mumbling.
To a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting about this bonus track is, it may not be that interesting for you.
Yes.
When I first heard Yoshikai, mm-hmm. it was difficult. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
But I was here with some other Japanese people, mm-hmm. and they were crying. Tears, like it was so funny for them. Now, Natsuko-san, why is this funny?
Because he's imitating a famous actor.
Who's the actor?
Tanaka Kuniye.
Break that down.
Tanaka Kuniye. And he's most famous for the role in a very popular drama called Kita no Kuni Kara.
Which is?
From the Northern Country.
Now, tell us a little bit about this drama. When was this drama playing, or is it old?
Yes, it's pretty old. I think the first...
I didn't mean to be blunt about it.
because I was already there. It is pretty old, but I was already watching that. Well, I think the first TV series started around 20 years ago.
Wow.
And because it was so popular, it was made into movies again and again. And, you know, the people growing up accordingly. And I think the final episode is already completed as a movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's available for rental.
Got it. So this is a very, very well known.
Yes. And it's a story in Hokkaido, Furano. It's a very, very, you know, rural country. Nothing but snow.
Nothing but snow.
Yes.
So this is a rural older man's voice that he's doing.
Right.
You have to hear it. Like, listen to it a few times because he's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really great.
Yes.
Now, for those of you with the premium feed, this is downloadable right through that. So it'll come right through iTunes for you. So you can actually listen to them side by side.
Oh, you can't miss this.
It's just phenomenal. Please do us a favor. And then if you know some Japanese people, let them listen to it because they'll get a real kick out of it. All right. Natsuko-san, what an opening.
Yes.
But what a bonus track again. Mm-hmm. All right. Back on track. Here we go. Let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
ねえ、ヒロシ。パパに手を貸して。
パパは何してる？
カカシを立ててる。
やだ。そのカカシが怖い。
それが目的だよ。怖くないとカラスにトウモロコシを食べられるよ。
カラスがトウモロコシを食べる？
そうだよ。全部。だからこのカカシがある。
ねえパパ、カラスにトウモロコシを食べられるとカラスがトウモロコシを食べる？同じこと言ってるね。
そうだ。
何が違う？
文法。
文法って何？
文法ってパパが高校卒業できないように作られたものさ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。ねえヒロシ、パパに手を貸して。
パパは何してる？
かかしを立ててる。
やだ、そのかかしが怖い。
それが目的だよ。怖くないと、カラスにトウモロコシを食べられるよ。
カラスがトウモロコシを食べる？
そうだよ、全部。だから、このかかしがある。
ねえ、パパ。カラスにトウモロコシを食べられると、カラスがトウモロコシを食べる。同じことを言ってるね。
そうだ。
何が違う？
文法。
文法って何？
文法って、パパが高校卒業できないように作られたものだ。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
ねえ、ヒロシ、パパに手を貸して。
Hey, Hiroshi, can you help me?
パパは何してる？
What are you doing?
カカシを立ててる。
I'm standing a scarecrow.
やだ、そのカカシが怖い。
Oh no, I can't. It's scary.
それが目的だよ。怖くないとカラスにトウモロコシを食べられるよ。
That's the point.If it's not scary, it could not stop crows from eating sweet corn.
カラスがトウモロコシを食べる？
Do crows eat sweet corn?
そうだよ、全部。だからこのカカシがある。
Yes, they do. They would eat everything. That's why we need the scarecrow.
ねえ、パパ、カラスにトウモロコシを食べられると、カラスがトウモロコシを食べる？同じこと言ってるね。
Dad.You said sweet corn is eaten by crows, and crows eat sweet corn. These are the same, right?
そうだ。
That's right.
何が違う？
What's the difference?
文法。
The grammar.
文法って何？
What's grammar?
文法って、パパが高校卒業できないように作られたものさ。
Grammar was something made to prevent me from graduating from high school.夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いますか？
これは北海道の話なんでしょうかね？
Yeah, I think this is a Hokkaido story, but... I guess it could happen anywhere.
Right.
It seems probable in Ibaraki.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Do they grow corn in Ibaraki?
Good point.
Maybe.
And speaking of corn, you know, this is the first time I've heard about this too. But let's say that for the vocab. And now let's get into the vocab. Natsuko-san, okay. First word, please.
Kasu.
To lend.
Kasu. Kasu. Te o kasu wa tetsudau to onaji imi desu.
So the expression, to lend a hand, means the same thing as to help. This is a great expression.
Yes, it's the same in English.
Yeah.
Lend a hand.
Yeah, lend a hand. So one thing about this verb. Natsuko-san, how do you say, I'll lend you?
貸す
Now, when lending somebody something, sometimes we attach a giving and receiving verb. What verb do you attach when you're lending it to someone else?
貸してあげる
Yes. Now, the flip side of that is, if I wanted to borrow something from Natsuko-san and I grabbed it,I took my own ambitions and I took my own initiative and I kind of made it so that she was lending it to me. I could say, 貸してもらう?
Yes.
Okay, so that means I'm taking it and she's kind of indirectly lending it to me.
Right.
I can say that. 貸してもらう?
貸してあげる。
Ah, thank you so much, Natsuko-san. Now let's look at the flip side. What's the verb to borrow?
借りる。
So...If I wanted to borrow something, what phrase would I use?
借りてもいいですか?
Now, jumping back to this 貸してあげる, this is kind of in the case where you take the initiative to lend it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe hear Natsuko-san talking to Sakura-san how she needs a certain item.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would kind of interject with, ah, kashite agemasu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll lend it to you.
Yes.
And again, if I take something on my own, kashite morau. Like, usually when Natsuko-san's not at her desk.
Oh my God. I gotta check my desk.
I'm saying it out loud. I'm saying it to
okay,
you.
Okay,
it's just,
okay.
You're not there. But usually, yeah, when you want to borrow something, it's karite mo ii desu ka? May I borrow it?
Yes.
Okay? A few important phrases surrounding these words. Next we have.
Tateru.
To stand.
Tateru. Tateru.
Next we have.
Kakashi.
Scarecrow.
Kakashi. Kakashi.
Great vocab word. Next.
Kowai.
Scary. Frightening.
Kowai. Kowai.
Next we have.
Mokuteki.
Purpose. Aim. Goal.
Mokuteki. Mokuteki.
Next up.
Karasu.
Crow.
Karasu. Karasu.
And just hit that first syllable quite hard because sometimes I'm misunderstood. Kurasu. Which means
class.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't hit that ka and it sounds more like a ku.
Right.
Kurasu. Class.
Completely different.
Completely different. Sample sentence, please.
Karasu wa hito no kao wo oboeru koto ga dekimasu.
Crows can remember people's faces. Honto desu ka?
どうなんでしょうね?
I think そうと思いますよ。
They're pretty
I think it's
smart.
Possible, yeah.
Especially crows in Tokyo. They're pretty smart.
Natsuko, what are you trying to say?
Well,
Japan has the smartest crows?
It's because I think they have to be smart to live in such a crowded and noisy city.
Yeah. We can go on and on about these, but let's go on to the next one. Next we have?
Toumorokoshi.
Sweet corn.
Toumorokoshi. Toumorokoshi.
Quite an interesting word, because before this lesson, I had never heard of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Always corn with the long vowel.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, can you give us the right pronunciation there?
Corn. Corn.
Yeah, so I've always heard this, so I've never heard of this word.
Like, when you go to the fair, there's yakitomorokoshi.
Really? Where's there a fair?
Well, haven't you been to Hanabi Daikai?
Yes.
I think there's a stand for yakitomorokoshi, which
really?
Is roasted sweet corn.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye out for it because, yeah, like, I just never heard this word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really interesting. So it's quite a common word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up.
同じ.
Same, identical.
同じ. 同じ.
Next we have.
違う.
To differ.
違う. 違う.
Next.
文法.
Grammar.
文法. 文法.
Sample sentence, please.
日本語の文法は難しいです。
Japanese grammar is difficult. 難しくはないです。It's not difficult.
英語と同じくらいですよね。
About the same as English? 違います。英語の方が難しいでしょ?
どうかな?
English is more difficult.
Well, maybe there are different opinions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my opinion is Japanese, but after kind of lining them up side by side, all the different tenses, you know, Japanese is pretty straightforward. Past, non-past.
Yes, right.
In that aspect, it's pretty good. It's just the verb at the end.
Does that trouble you?
Yeah.
Oh.
How about this? 両方とも難しいです。
両方とも簡単です。
Even better. Both are easy.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to both are difficult in my case.
Well, in my case, well, let's move on.
All right. Next we have
高校
Senior high school.
高校
Next.
卒業
Graduation.
卒業 卒業
How about a sample sentence including this word and the previous one?
多くの人が高校を卒業すると大学に行きます。
A lot of people go on to university when they graduate high school. Next up.
全部
All, entire.
全部全部
Okay, Natsuko-san, finally on to our grammar point. Natsuko-san, today's grammar point is?
Passive for class 2 verbs.
Now, a helpful way to remember class 1 verbs, and actually, this is from one of the listeners.
Wow.
Belton-san. Actually, Belton-sensei now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a nice way to remember class 1 verbs is to use the plain negative stem, which is what we attach
ない
to. For example, what is the plain negative of 読む, to read?
読まない.
Now, if we leave off the ない, we have
読ま,
the plain negative stem, and then we attach...
れる
to get the passive.
読まれる
Works very nice.
Perfect.
Perfect. But in the case of class 2 verbs, we take the ます stem and we add
られる
So in the case of 食べる, to eat, we have the ます stem
食べ
To this we add
られる
Now Natsuko-san, the first time I learned this, what jumped out at me was this is the same as the potential.
Mm-hmm.
食べられる, to be able to eat.
Yes, same.
It's the same?
Yes.
So how do we know the difference?
You have to figure it out by the context.
Yes. Faster with that context. I think I was shocked for one. You have to figure it out from the context. Mm-hmm. The particles will indicate it all. Let's take a quick look at today's conversation. Where do we have the passive?
カラスにトウモロコシを食べられる。
The crows, they're marked by what particle?
に
Followed by?
トウモロコシ。
The object, marked by?
を
And then finally we have?
食べられる。
So we have, corn was eaten by the crows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if we change just one thing in this sentence, if we change the に, the particle に, to a topic marking particle,
は
To get?
カラスはトウモロコシを食べられる。
Crows can eat corn.
Right.
So, the particles are the key to deciphering it.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, more about this inside the PDF. We're running short on time today, but yes, you gotta watch the particles when you see the class 2. Nareru.
Yes, because it's the same with the potential.
Yeah. And as Natsuko said, not only the particles, also...Context.
Yes, because in casual language, sometimes, you know, they omit objects or maybe the topic.
Yeah, so here the particle worked out, but sometimes, yeah, it's from the context.
Mm-hmm.
So again, more about this inside the PDF. Plus, next week, another lesson coming up about this. We're going to continue on till you really get the hang of it. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた明日